will in the world.
Preface. A young man from a small provincial town, a man without independent wealth, without powerful family connections, and without a university education, moves to London in the late 1580s, and in a remarkably short time becomes the greatest playwright not of his age alone, but of all time. His works appeal to the learned and the unlettered, to urban sophisticates and provincial first-time theatergoers. He makes his audiences laugh and cry. He turns politics into poetry. He recklessly mingles vulgar clowning and philosophical subtlety. He grasps with equal penetration the intimate lives of kings and of beggars. He seems at one moment to have studied law, at another theology, at another ancient history, while at the same time he effortlessly mimes the accents of country bumpkins and takes delight in old wives' tales. How is an achievement of this magnitude to be explained? How did Shakespeare become Shakespeare? Theater in Shakespeare's time, as in our own, is a highly social art form, not a game of bloodless abstractions. There was a type of drama in the age of Elizabeth and James that did not show its face in public, known as closet drama.